Now in studio I have pupils from St Mary's Secondary School in Baldoyle, and I have the principal as well, Siobhan O'Connell. We have Laura Fitzpatrick, she's the head girl. What's that? I'll have to find out what that means. And Roisin Long, she's a deputy head girl. It's like the sheriff, is it? The sheriff and his deputy, okay. Daniel Bourne and Kira Richardson, and they're probably just part of the posse today. Okay, tell me what actually, before we go anywhere, what does a head girl do?
I'm like a representative of the school. Like, I'm there for all the students, younger students. I'm going to be at all the open nights, all the parent-teacher meetings, and just all around help.
So you're like a shop steward, really, as well.
Yeah.
Ah, very, very good. So negotiate with the principal.
Yeah.
If the kids have any problems.
Yeah, basically. If the first years come to me, I go to Miss O'Connell.
Okay, and you're the deputy, so you.
Yeah, I'm like Lauren's right hand girl.
So I was going to say the strong arm one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going. I'll just skip over. We'll go back to you in a sec. Siobhan, tell me a little bit about the school. I mean, it's a great history attached to it. As I was saying to you earlier on, a couple of nieces went there, but the differences, say, over the past 20 years in the way it was. I mean, the concert you put on and stuff like that, and some of the curriculum. Has that changed in any way?
No, it was always a great school, but people didn't really know about it. I suppose Mr. John Moore, who's our deputy principal now, he's really put it on the map because he's very interested in the media and PR. So he's done a great job. All those things were always going on. They've been going on since I was in school there, okay. A long time ago. But I suppose it's a family type of school, because most of the girls here, you know, they've got connections with the school from maybe family from a long time ago. And for me too, I know some of the families from when I was in school, and I was even in the primary school. So it's very much a small family type community, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's very homely and it's very cosy type of a place, and I'd like to think that everybody felt safe in it. Yeah. That's the way I felt when I was in school, and I loved it then and I still love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why.
But when the five of you walked in, I was trying to figure out which one was the principal. So
actually, we'll get you everywhere.
You still have the air of a schoolgirl.
Oh gosh!
So what's going to happen on the open night on the end of the week?
Oh, tonight is the open night.
Oh, sorry, tonight.
Yeah, tonight's open night. Well, it's an opportunity for us to showcase what we really are all about, and we don't put on a big show. And we just really are ourselves. You know, what you see in St Mary's is what you get, and I think the biggest asset is the girls. They're just fantastic, and they're friendly, and parents can come along and they can wander around at their leisure. Nobody's going to force them into going to talks or anything. They just go and meet all the teachers, meet the girls, have a chat with them. There'll be nobody looking down their noses or anything. They'll just be very friendly. And it's very much a volunteer thing tonight. We've got first years who are dying to come along to show people around. I hope they don't lose them now in the school. But we've done a lot of work in the school over the summer as well. I think the girls are great. There's a great pride about the place.
And would all of your predecessors be as amicable as yourself?
I would have thought so. I'm the first lay principal. They were nuns before that.
Ah.
So there's a difference there, maybe.
Yeah, now the truth is coming.
But I'm passionate about St Mary's. Everybody knows it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just wondering, though, when I said the changes, has there any, the curriculum in any way changed in any way?
Well, TY was something that wasn't around years ago. Of course, now technology, all the classrooms have technology. We were just laughing, have a joke about that earlier. You know, Luddites like myself.
All the older teachers trying to use computers, it's the funniest thing.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And they get so excited.
But they're trying and they're doing a great job.
So funny.
Well, if you thought bridesmaids was funny, you'd want to see me doing a computer. That's a sight to behold.
I don't understand, Noel, where we're coming from.
That's exactly.
That's it.
We have more important things to be doing with our time than sitting behind the computer.
Changes that way, and I think there's better relationships between students and teachers as well.
Yeah.
Seems to be across the board, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Every school is better.
Everywhere.
It's the same now, I think.
Coming up with the times. Yeah. And people to sort of communicate as if adults and that sort of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Though I always remember someone being quite taken aback when I'm going back 30 years or so, when a kid of five come home and they were being corrected by the parent, and the kid said, "You can't talk to me like that. I'm a person." Where did you learn that? St Mary's.
Oh!
No, I'm joking.
I know, yeah.
Joking.
Seriously, I mean, I hope that they do. They are persons first. They are people. Students are very important. They're the centre, really, of the whole thing.
So, if I was to ask you, is sort of the favourite and subjects and the whole atmosphere in St Mary's?
Favourite subjects.
Yeah.
And the best ones are always the easiest ones, like English and religion and stuff like that, but it really depends on the teacher.
No, hold on. When you say the easiest, this amazes me because They're because they're your favourite ones.
Oh, well, that's
anything that you can do well and it's your favourite, it's easier.
And it depends on the teacher as well. If the teacher's great, the subject's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there could be a subject that I hate, but there could be a great teacher. Like, I'm not the best at maths, but yeah, I love Miss Kane. Like, she's a great teacher.
So that makes you good at maths later on. What about yourself?
Yeah, English and biology are my forte, I think. I love them.
But we miss our biology teacher at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to ask the two of you now, because you've both said English, and that was my favourite as well. But why English? Now, what is it about the English?
I just like the freedom that the subject brings. Like, you can, it's like your own personal take on a topic or whatever. So I think I just like being creative and writing my own.
And the books as well.
Yeah.
I love the poetry and all the old poets and really like understanding what they meant by a poem. Like, you could read it in one way and then it means a completely different thing. And I just
it's your own interpretation.
Discuss it afterwards. Okay, go over to now to members of the posse, because.
The sports prefects.
We'll give you a proper title. Now tell me what that means.
We're just going around kind of organising sports events and different competitions with the first years and younger students. So
we helped out the training of basketball last year with younger teams as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
And is it competitive? Does it get competitive?
Yes. And they're very good players themselves.
Is it, within the school, is it competitive, or do you play outside other schools?
Yeah, as a club player, I'm not, but...
Okay.
We play against other schools and teams, like the basketball team play against other schools.
We won our Division 1 title last year, under-19s.
Wow. Very good, very good. Yep. Is that the most popular sport in there, basketball?
Oh, yeah.
And have you been out to, say, I think it's in Tala, is it?
Last year.
Okay. A friend of mine I know, he did very well. I mean, keep at it, because he ended up in America and... Teaching. I mean, imagine trying to teach the Americans basketball. And with all you girls be involved in the open night tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what you'll be doing now. Of course, you'll be just monitoring everything.
Yeah, we do the meet and greet.
And how important are these, Siobhan?
The open nights.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose...
I know it displays what the school does, but...
Well, you see... It's a big decision where you're going to send your child to secondary school, you know, and particularly for first-time parents, they haven't a clue, they'll see a building outside and they really won't know what it's like, and you'll hear different opinions about places. Oh, I like this place, I didn't like that place. But really, it's a very personal choice, and you really get the feel as soon as you go into a place, you know whether it's right for you or not. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
And that's what kids say. Oh, I went to such and such an open night and I didn't like the school, but I was going to go there, then I came here and I preferred this.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is an opportunity for people to talk, to see me, to see Mr. Moore, to see the teachers, to see the girls, just to see what it's like and get the feel for it. And I don't think you can beat them, really.
Mm. And children come from far and wide.
They come in from as far as town. And
I'm
they
from
come...
the city centre.
Okay.
So I go to you. And then there's people that I know, and I tell, like, kids' mums about it, and there's a girl now in fourth year from down there, and there's another two coming out tonight, so...
Okay.
Yeah. It's great. A lot of local kids, too.
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
You know, because we have our own primary school, you know, St. Mary's Primary School.
So there's never a case where you have your hand up and saying, sorry, you're full. So you don't have to have an open night.
Well,
I mean, never got to the stage where you don't have to have an open night, that's what I mean.
No. But even if you had a waiting list of 200, you'd still have it.
Just go out on the periphery there and you'll see the problems that they have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of the schools.
Yeah.
I know, Roisin, you had it be in your bonnet about the leaving. I have no idea what you're going to say, so tell me. Keep it down. Go on. You're all too young, but I bet you Siobhan will remember this. It was called Get Smart.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Any of you heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, they had a new version of it, didn't they?
They did, it doesn't matter. But anyway, Anne Hathaway is in the new version. But anyway, in this series, they had this cone of silence where you could say what you wanted and no one else could hear you. So this is cone of silence now at the moment.
It's a pity we're on the radio, though.
It doesn't matter, the cone of silence. It knocks out all the frequencies. So let's go on. I'm interested in this. Because there's been a lot of controversy, you know, in the news media over the past couple of months about the leaving.
Oh, all I was just going to say was that it's probably going to be the most stressful year of my life. And that is no joke. Like, the last weekend, I spent hours doing homework and my mum was like, are you finished yet? And I still had loads to do, but, like, I really want to do well. Like, I strive to do well in the Stevenser. So
I don't know whether Siobhan would agree with me or not, but I think that a lot of the stress probably, and I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist in any way, but I think a lot of the stress you're bringing on yourself.
Yeah, I'd
because
agree with that.
It's like going to the dentist, isn't it? And then when you go there, you say, what was I worried about?
It is a tough year, though.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think that
I'm not minimising it,
one.
But no. I think if you think about it too much.
Yeah.
I'm sure we came back and one of our teachers was like, you have this many weeks till Christmas and this many weeks till Mark and this many weeks till And it came to like 24 weeks and we were all sitting there absolutely like heads dropped, wanted to cry. We were like, please, don't say that.
I thought you were going to tell me that there's changes you'd like to see in it.
Oh yeah, there's a lot.
Okay.
Oh, I just, the point system really annoys me. Oh, really.
That's where all the controversy is now, isn't it? Okay. But would you agree with that, Siobhan, to an extent that a lot of the mixture of, I don't think it's controversial around, but a lot of it is the parents and the students themselves putting too much on themselves. It is tough, don't get me wrong. But
I think the students put more pressure on them than their parents generally do. Yeah. You know, I think that the girls, the students, whatever, they want to make their parents proud. They don't realise that their parents are proud anyway and that they love them to bits no matter what. You know, the parents obviously just want you to do your best and to get whatever you can get, but they don't expect more than that from you. But I think the kids do. They feel that their parents, if they get 500 and something points, their parents are going to be really proud, whereas they don't realise that all the parents want them to do is just to be themselves and
and I think the pressure
get through
Yeah, and I think the pressure from what they read and see as well is outside of control of your parents.
And they don't realise how much they're learning when they're in school either. You know, they're not coming from zero. If they come to school every day and they do their work, they listen to the teacher, they'll be okay. And you, of course you have to study, I mean, and realise that you're doing the Leaving Cert, but it's people who don't do that and think, oh, well, I'm going to get it anyway. They're the ones who are going to have trouble.
Yes.
But if you're a steady worker, you'd be fine.
Yeah, just, I mean, don't do it the way you do it. When you're getting names, make sure you get them right and make sure you read them what you're talking
about.
And you get
questions.
The day right as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You arrive on the day you leave.
And the more practice they have, the better. They'll be fine. But it is scary for them.
I think we all have high expectations of ourselves, so that probably plays into it a bit as well.
It is the pressure you put on yourself.
And we don't want to be stressed in our last year of school, because it's our last year of school. Like,
But you'll get over it, and this time next year you'll be going on to pastures new, and it'll be exciting.
Yeah.
And the idea of the head girl and the deputy, Roisin, is that new, relatively new?
I was head girl when I was in school.
No,
it probably comes from an old boarding school English tradition, to be honest with you. I don't know. But no, it is. It's a very good position. And I mean, the prefix and that, I remember
How is it elected by your fellow students?
You have to want to go for it, and then someone in the class has to kind of elect you for it. And then, say, there was about six of us that wanted to do it. And then we had to go up and do a speech, and then people voted, and then it came down to, like, Miss O'Connell and our form teachers and...
It came down to the staff then.
It
shows you my ignorance to an extent that, I mean, I've only seen that, say, in colleges, you know, where you have all this sort of carry. I haven't seen it in ordinary schools before, and the young people like that. Like, it's not really, as I say, when you get into the college. That's a great idea for when you do get to college and you want to go to college.
Because you have to stand up in front of all your fellow classmates and speak in front of them, and that's daunting in itself.
They don't have to speak for the staff, but their form teachers speak for them. And then we took into account what the girls' choices were too.
Great. And the discussion, I suppose, with the sports as well, the sort of thing, it pushes you into a realm where everyone's reluctant to be at the forefront in front of the public or sort of thing or wherever, but that it helps you with that as well too.
Yeah.
I like all these short answers. It's great for you. I mean, it's great for television. It's not good on radio. You have to expand a little bit more than that.
You just get to try out different sports and you meet a lot of new people even throughout the different years. Like, even last year we got to coach different basketball teams, like from second year and the under-16s and the first year basketball as well, and we got to go to their matches just to get to know them better.
It's a personal challenge for them as well, isn't it?
We get a lot of first years that don't know each other, and they'll try out a new sport to get to know new people as well.
And they make so many new friends.
And of course you have to exercise as well as study, so it's great from that point of view.
That's why this year we were trying to tell all the first years, do a sport. You have no idea how close you get to the girls that you actually do the sport with. Like, you become like a little sport family.
And it's good for your brain.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, did you tell anyone you're coming in today, now, listening, or do you think?
Well, my mum.
Go on.
My mum was like, are you going to be on the radio today? She was like, yeah. She was like, what station? I was like, oh, wouldn't you love to know?
I was going to say, it's a good chance for you to say hello to anyone if you want to before you go.
I'll tell her I said hello.
I don't know if anyone of my family's listening, but hi if you're there.
But you wouldn't, let me think, what time is it, 12 to 12? You wouldn't be up now.
Oh, well, Mr. Moore is definitely listening, so hi.
Yes, he's definitely. And I think Danny's.
Yeah, I'd say my mum is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what station? What number is that?
Okay. Well, what I'll do is then. You all be in bed because it's repeated around 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, right.
But I get it podcasting. I mean, you're not like a dinosaur like me, so you'll be able to look at that. Anyway, in the meantime. Yeah, go on. Anybody else want to say anything?
No.
Okay. Well, just on Friday, we have a Dubs Day.
Oh, yeah, the Dubs
like
Day. I was forgetting
about
that.
Take the opportunity to wish the Dublin minors and senior footballers the very best of luck on Sunday.
And what will you do for that Dubs Day?
Well, we have the school decorated in Dubs colours. We have Mr. Fennell, who's a PE teacher, and myself have put our Dubs jerseys along the corridor. We're going to have it all ready for tonight, too. Yeah. And then we've told the girls that on Friday they can wear
jerseys.
The Dublin jerseys or Dublin colours. And we're going to have a bit of fun.
Good.
We're really going to enjoy this.
What a way to end the week.
Yes, yeah. It's a terrific opportunity. It's terrific. Great fun.
Well, that seems to emphasise the way the school is. It's a great friendly atmosphere as it goes with the teaching as well. Anyway, thank you. That's Siobhan O'Connell then. She's the principal of St Mary's, and also to Lauren Fitzpatrick, head girl.
Thank you.
To Roisin Long, deputy head girl. Danielle Bourne and Claire Richardson, who are, tell me this title again.
Sports prefix.
Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.